Hello, Radio St. Pete listeners. This is Alexis Baum, otherwise known as AB of the show AB Sees You, the show that sees people for who they are, wherever they are, and shines a little audio spotlight on their story. And today, in this car, sitting parked in front of my house right now, AB sees who?
Aaron.
Say that one more time.
Aaron.
How do I say that? What?
Aaron.
Okay, all right, I'm not going to try to repeat that. I didn't get his name till just now. He didn't know I was doing this, so this is all part of the fun. Tell me a bit about your story. What do you want to tell our listeners?
Just keep going. Whatever you want in life, just keep going, keep working for it.
Keep going and working for it. And where did you hear some of that principle?
People I met and my mother.
And your mother. Okay. Well, we were just talking earlier and you said your mother had quite a few kids. Yeah. You've got a lot of people to mentor you, huh? Tell me a little about that.
Yeah, I'm the middle child on both sides. So all my older people are successful. So, you know, me being the middle child, they always give me pointers to keep my head on, keep going.
Yeah. And how many siblings did you just tell me you had?
I have eight.
You're of eight siblings. And what's the thing you want to tell people about siblings? What do they need to know about siblings?
They're annoying, but shoot, they love you and they'll do anything for you because I'll do anything for mine. So cherish your siblings.
Cherish your siblings. I love that. And you were just telling me that the real story, the backstory to this is I'm actually coming back from getting service in my car. So he's been driving me home to my place from the service center. And you were telling me earlier, you never know who you're going to meet in the car. And when I told you that I do radio show, you said, oh my goodness, I'm going to tell my mom that I know someone on radio. And now you do, because you are on radio, my friend. But you were also telling me that part of what you love about doing this job is you just never know who you're going to meet, right?
Yeah, never know. Never know. And I like networking and connecting with people, so you never know.
And how long have you been doing this job?
2 months.
2 months?
Met a lot of people.
How many people would you say you've met in 2 months?
Like over 15-20 people.
15-20 people in 2 months time already. Yes, all interesting, ma'am. Different stories.
All
you should start your own ABCs. You
got to. A lot of those people are successful too, so it's always good to talk to people, get out and talk to people.
Yeah. And you also have another backstory that kind of related to mine, which is that you said you moved here in third grade.
Yeah,
is that
third
right?
Third grade.
But you went to a school that I know a little something about.
St. Pete High School.
We're sitting right in front of there, staring
Go
at
Green
the
Devils.
Go Green Devils, he said. And tell us a little about your experiences at St. Pete High.
I ain't gonna lie, St. Pete, because I was never doing school where I ain't gonna lie. I used to not take school serious, but at St. Pete, they'll care for you and they'll make sure you get on track to graduate, and that's exactly what I did. So if you ever want to send your kids to a school, send them to St. Pete.
St. Pete High, go Green Devils.
Go Green Devils.
Go Green Devils. I love this. Okay, well, lastly, what else do I want to ask you about? Where to from here? What do you think you want to be doing with yourself? Because you're still a young man, right?
Yes,
so
ma'am.
What are you looking forward to in life?
Become a successful businessman and make sure my family don't got to work, do nothing for the rest of their life. So that's why I pretty much put myself out there before them. So, yeah, they won't have to clock in or clock.
All right. You heard it here on Radio St. Pete. Thank you. And you're on the radio too, you know. Here we go.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.